Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog, which we update every weekday, and you can come and get it, or we'll send it to you. Robert Gordman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. That's G-O-R-D-M-A-N. He's the author of The Must-Have Customer, 7 Steps to Winning the Customer You Haven't Got. He's also a pretty darn good profit expert, and I think that's what he's got on his mind today. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Well, thank you very much, and to you.
Coming up very soon. You've been thinking about profit lately, haven't you?
Oh, always a good topic to have on your mind.
Yeah. So what do you got for us today?
Well, it's as you come around to the first of the year and you think about the the realities of your waistline and the realities of business.
Now you're starting to meddle a little bit now.
Oh, you bet. The one of the things that always kind of pops into my mind this time of year is the fact that every year 600,000 businesses close in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a shocking number.
Which is only about 200,000 less than the number of new businesses that start.
Right. And one of the things that we talk about in our book, The Must-Have Customer, is a concept that we call creating a sweet spot. And when you see businesses do that, they thrive. Business is easier to do. There's a whole lot less stress, and it seems like every year business gets better, profits get better, and growth goes on. So it's always a topic we like to talk about.
A sweet spot.
Yes.
Tell us what that sweet spot is.
Well, let me give you an example that I think everybody seems to connect with because it's part of everybody's life. Let's say you wanted to go buy a tube of Crest toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can buy a tube of Crest toothpaste just about anywhere, but in suburbia, all over our country, you can buy that toothpaste at Walmart, you can buy that toothpaste at Target, and you can buy that toothpaste at Walgreens or CVS or Rite Aid, whoever happens to be in your part of the country. And here's 3 stores selling identically the same product. Now, if you're appealing to a price-driven customer like Walmart is, and they've built their sweet spot around low price.
Delivering commodities.
Well, delivering commodities and delivering them at a low price.
Right.
Their whole business model, everything they do is
about keeping
costs down.
That's right.
So if you're trying to appeal to a price-driven customer, that customer is going to go to Walmart because they can buy it at the cheapest price. Now, if you're trying to appeal to, if your sweet spot like Target's, is built to appeal to a customer that wants something a little bit nicer, a little bit more fun, a little bit more interesting, that customer is going to go to Target, and they're going to consciously pay a few cents more to buy that exact same tube of Crest toothpaste, but they're going to be in a kind of a store that they want to be in.
An environment.
You bet.
Yeah.
And then finally, if you're appealing to a convenience-driven customer, which is what Walgreens and
CVS.
Rite Aid and CVS are all built around.
Where I don't have to hike.
Don't have to hike. It's easy to get in, easy to get out. Those customers are going to go to a store like Walgreens, and they're going to pay, actually percentage-wise, quite a bit more for that exact same tube of Crest toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what drives them is convenience. So here's 3 stores selling exactly the same products in a lot of cases at 3 different prices
and getting away with it.
Well, but it's more than getting away with it. They've created sweet spots, 3 completely different sweet spots that appeal to 3 different customers. And the customer is satisfied. So If a customer is, you know, busy, time is a real issue, which pretty well describes, I think, a good many people and probably
right.
a lot of your listeners.
Everybody I know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's not about price. I mean, the what drives those people is not the lowest price. It's how quickly can I complete my task list and get on with more important things. So here's three different unique sweet spots. And so when you think about taking your own business and your listeners taking their own business and doing something a little bit different or really focusing on a particular group of customers that may only be part of their customer base, but really doing it better than anybody else, this whole idea of sweet spot really becomes a powerful idea.
Well, and this combines with some of the things that I have been saying for a long time, and that is to differentiate between what people need and what they want. All three of those people you just mentioned needed toothpaste. The first one wanted a low price. The second one wanted to feel better about themselves. The third one wanted to get it quickly. They all needed the same thing, but they all three wanted something different.
Exactly.
And we'll pay for what we want more than we will pay for just what we need.
Right. And unfortunately, a lot of entrepreneurs and frankly, people running even larger businesses get so caught up on price and focusing on having the lowest price that they really miss what's important to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, as you just described, three different groups of customers.
That's right. And small businesses have got to understand that in that first scenario, that's not a world that they need to go play in. That's not a place that they need to hang out in, because we're never going to be able to beat Walmart on price. And we shouldn't even try. We shouldn't even want to, because Walmart wants everyone's business. Small business owners can't do business with everybody.
Right. And you know, Jim, even Walmart doesn't get everybody's business. I mean, if you take the example we just talked about, Walgreens has been growing more quickly than either Target or Walmart over the last 5 years.
Notice I didn't say they get everybody's business. I said they're set up, they're designed. If everybody in the planet wants to come to Walmart, they're designed to take care of that. But the other thing I want to leave you with, and folks, let's all say this together. The price war is over, and we lost. Let's all say it again together. The price war is over, and we lost. Robert Gordman is our guest. He's the author of The Must-Have Customer. He and I will be right back. I think he's got a special offer for you. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Robert Gordman is our guest. He's with us, too. He's our Brain Trust member for this half hour, and a good one, too. He's the author of The Must-Have Customer, 7 Steps to Winning the Customer You Haven't Got. Bob, tell us how we can find your book. Give us your website, please.
Yeah, Jim, the book is available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com and a lot of the bookstores at the airports. Also, you can reach us through our website, which is musthavecustomer.com.
All right. Now, Bob, you've got a special offer. Folks, Bob has created something that he calls the profitability predictor. Is that the name? Is that the right term?
Yes,
the profitability predictor. Now, folks, this is a website and a tool and a resource that he wants to make available to you at a pretty good price. Bob, tell us about it.
Yeah, the time of our consulting and a lot of the work we do with our clients, we've discovered that there's 12 questions that help a business really focus on how do they create sustained profitable growth. So we've set up the profitability predictor as a web-based tool that businesses can use to help focus on how do they really drive and create a profitable business. Normally, the interview and the report is $50.
Now, when you say interview, what do you mean?
Well, there's 12 questions that are asked, and your readers or anybody using it respond
right.
to those 12 questions.
Right.
And then within a few hours, we will turn around a written report for
okay.
them.
Okay. All right.
That describe some steps they can take to make their businesses more profitable.
I see. So that and you'll email that to them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. So that all of that you typically get $50 for, and you're cutting that in half just for my audience.
Right. For a couple of weeks, we've set up a special website link and for your audience that will give them the report for $25.
How long would it take them to do that? Because sometimes it's not the money, it's how much time is it going to take?
Well, you know, we deal with business people, so we know that rule. So it will take them about 5 minutes to answer the 12
questions. Answer the 12 questions. All right. And so what's the website?
The special link that we have set up for you is musthavecustomer.com/SBA, Small Business Advocate, -predictor.php.
All right. Well, I hope people will remember that. But thank you for making that offer. That's half off, folks, and that's 12 questions. Probably, you know, if you're having trouble with if you're having a little trouble getting the profit that you need, this might be a good place for you to check out. Bob, let's talk some more about some of the things that we can do to find that sweet spot for our customers.
Well, I think, Jim, the place to start is obviously look at the market you're competing in and take a look at who are the key competitors in that market. So if you go back to the example we talked about earlier, and you see you've got a guy like Walmart who is a low-price leader and has done everything to create a business model around low price, don't try to compete with them. I mean, it's business suicide to go
That's
up
exactly
against
right.
somebody.
The price war is over and we lost.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't believe that, take a look at Kmart, the biggest bankruptcy in the history of the
mm-hmm.
country, when they tried to compete with Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look at the competitors and see who's doing something absolutely great in a similar business, and don't try to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Try to understand what are the other ways of delivering the type of product you're delivering in a slightly different way. And one of the things we always recommend to a client, no matter how large or small the company, is go with your own personal passion. Don't try to be somebody you're not. So if you are absolutely driven by the best possible quality and you're passionate about quality, build your business around quality. If you're passionate about customer service, build your business around customer service. But don't try to build your business around customer service if that's really not what you're passionate about.
Well, or don't try to do all those things and deliver the lowest price, because that's the quickest route to failure.
Absolutely. You know,
I'm sorry, Bob. Walk into Walmart, and once you walk past the greeter, how often do you have help? Who is around to answer your questions? You know, those people, they're not giving you a customer service inside the store because they don't like you or because they don't want to. It's because they can't afford it. It doesn't work in their model. Your model is different. Your model is about service and technical assistance. You got to charge for that, right, Bob?
Absolutely. We just finished a study that was published, as a matter of fact, yesterday for KPMG, the big national accounting
right.
firm.
Right.
And if your readers go on to Google and just Google KPMG, you'll see the study. It's about holiday shopping, and we interviewed 1,200 people across the country. And the answer was that the two biggest factors that caused people to go to a store to shop during the Christmas season...
Quickly, Bob, I've run out of time. Go ahead.
Okay. We're having the things in stock that the customer wanted and an easy return policy.
Yeah. You got to find out what your customers want, folks, and then give it to them. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Robert Gordman, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Must-Have Customer, available wherever books are sold. Thanks, Bob. See you next time. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Quick break. Right back with Ray Keating after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.